Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and from WISE in Wise, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I think are especially important and fun to listen to, and put in odd things that aren't commercial recordings that I call Wombats. And that's where my title comes from, Wombats and Music. And I do have a wombat lined up for tonight. A little bit scary, actually. Just a little bit. But we're going to start off with something that's more haunting than scary. Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. It's one of those songs that you can feel the bond between the singer and the person that they're in love with. And you can feel the pull, but also you can feel the tension. And I think it's a great song. Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper.
If you fall, I will catch you, I'll be waiting. Time
That was Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. Well, next, a change of pace. This is Lonesome Robin by Helen Schneier. Oddly enough, it's kind of very similar to Knock, Knock, Knocking on Heaven's Door. What happens when heroes get to the end of the line? Robin Hood was a great hero in his day, but this song talks about Lonesome Robin at the end of his days, sung by one of my favorite singers for leading a chorus, Helen Schneier. Lonesome Robin.
Rise up on your bed of straw and see if you can bend back your bow one last time. You're sick with your wounds and you think you don't care, but you know it'll weigh on your mind. And wherever your arrow falls to the ground, we'll lay Lonesome Robin down one last time. No more Robin, no more. You're outlawed, bees are is the sun. Now that you can't run away to the shade, and you can't help thinking of the deer you have run and all of the games you have played, and you're wondering what Marion found to do that was better than coming to see you one last time. No more Robin, no more. Your outlawed days are. While the sun still shone, it was just like sleep was the end of the world, and tomorrow would never come. Now, Lonesome Robin, can't you just close your eyes and pretend that the sun will still rise one last time? No more Robin, no more. Your outlawed days are took your time away. Time and contraptions have whispered you down, and all of the times that you once have had have took to their ears and gone. Hold on to whatever is closest to you. that's all Lonesome Robin can do one last time. No more Robin, no more. Your outlaw days are
That was Lonesome Robin, sung by Helen Schneer. Next up is Bring Me Little Water, Sylvie, by 08 and the Bel Canto Choir. Bel Canto Choir. Next up is an American classic. This is American Pie by Don McLean. Came out in 1971. Shortly before it came out, I never met Don McLean. He was in the area I was for a while. But I had lunch with a friend in New York City, and he said there was a guy living on his property who claimed he had a big contract with a recording company, and he was to be famous someday. And his name was Don McLean. And within a year, this song came out, and was he ever famous? This went to number one around the world. stayed on number one in the U.S. for 4 weeks. American Pie by Don McLean.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing, "Bye, bye, Miss American Pie." Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And while Lennon read a book on Marx, a quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, we were singing, "Bye, bye, Miss American Pie." Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music? Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die.
You just heard American Pie, sung by its writer, Don McLean. Next song is Cow Patty by Jim Stafford. And I'm not going to tell you anything about it. I'll let you discover, if that's the right word, what it's all about. Cow Patty.
Badlands came the killer. He lived by the knife and the gun. He'd cut you just for standing, shoot you if you tried to run. He was big as a tree and he did as he pleased, and everything he did was bad. They said if he was to kill him, it'd only make him mad. From the good lands came the cowgirl. Patty was her name. She was hot on the trail of that killer, on a moped she called Flame. 'Cause the killer had killed her daddy just for spitting in the road, and you only had to kill her daddy once to get that gal P.O. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. She rode into town. town, find the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Killer hit town at daybreak, ate the door off the local saloon. He started to drink, you could tell he was thinking there'd be a showdown soon. Patty hit town in a cloud of dust, old flame was buzzing like a saw. And the whole town got as quiet as a church when the killer stepped out for the draw. 40 shots rang out. 40 people fell. Patty and the killer missed each other, but they shot that town to hell. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. She rode in the town to find the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Killer took a step toward Patty, said, "It's time I gunned you down." But he slipped in something that was laying in the street and was shot before he hit the ground. Yes, the killer slipped and it cost him his life. And Patty said as she roared out of town, "You've got to watch your step when you know the chips are down." Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty. She rode in the town to find the man that killed her daddy. Yippee-yay, Cow Patty.
The next song is called "This Train is Bound for Glory," and that Woody Guthrie wrote that song. This song was sung at a tribute to Woody Guthrie and sung by the Old Crow Medicine Show and a collection of some of the top singers in the world. "This Train is Bound for Glory."
This train, triple dealing Wall Street ramblers. This train, well, if you catch them with their hands in deep, cast them out and then repeat. This train, bound for glory. This train,
this train don't care no lies.
This train
This train is bound for glory by the Old Crow Medicine Show. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music on Monday nights at 7 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and from WISE in Wise, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance to play songs I hope will touch you and stick in odd non-commercial things that I've put together somewhere along the line. And I call those things Wombats. And that's where I get my title, Wombats and Music. And it happens that right now is Wombat time on this show. So here comes a Wombat. And I have been told never to apologize for anything, so especially Wombats, which can be quite off the wall. This is a recording of a talk I gave many years ago about being the nature of haunting and being haunted. And so this is Harry Baya talking about haunted.
There is an experience we share for which I have no name. Call it a sense of mystery. Call it awe or even fear. It is an ancient human emotion from deep within our racial memories. I find it in the arts, music, poetry, drama, literature, visual arts. It is that which makes an experience haunting. It is one of the common dimensions of dreams. I hear it in William Blake's poetry. I see it in paintings by Hieronymus Bosch and Dali. It is a concatenation of events, of images, that evokes a sense of unseen powers moving phantom-like within us. It was really, and the slithy toads did gyre and gimble in the wave. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgave. It is as if some timeless beast cried out, and its brother answered back from deep within us. Within us? Can there be such awesome power within us? The experience I am trying to define is strongly associated with death and all its trappings. Ghouls, fiends, werewolves, and ghosts. Surely there are ghosts. In each human there are the ghosts of the human race. Of millions of generations of life and fear. Love and death. The ghost of everyone we ever knew lives in our memories, waiting to be called. It is part of art and part of dreams, haunting, awesome, ghoulish, and what else? Religious? No, not quite. More like sacred, holy. The mystic's experience, the trance. Shakers. The rituals of worship, especially the ancient ones, are bubbling with this raw stuff. Stuff that can speak to us in magical ways. Pictures of Stonehenge are powerful. Imagine how it felt to serve as a priest in Neptune. Perhaps it is not too difficult to explain. Perhaps it is some neural phenomenon in the right hemisphere of our brain. A pattern stimulus creates a pattern response. A response we perceive as mystery or wonder or... I still don't have a name. But it does not matter that we can explain it. It does matter that we can feel it. That we can sense it as confirming our essence, our nature. That we can feel it flowing between us and others. I have had such experiences here. In this building, especially here. Wherever people are together to make life more worth living for one another, to seek the best and the strongest that is in them, they stand on holy ground. Surely, we are in a holy place. Listen. Perhaps the forces will speak to you, or from you.
That That was Harry Baio giving a talk called Haunted. I lived in the New York City area for 34 years, and north of it, Westchester County, Hastings-on-Hudson was the name of the town. And I went into Manhattan. I worked in Manhattan for many years and took the train down. But I didn't go in there to see that many Broadway shows. I probably saw, in those 34 years, I might have seen 8 or 9 shows. My favorite one of all of them was a show called Runaways, a musical. And it was about kids who had run away from home and people who weren't living, children who didn't get along and had difficult lives. And it was just a powerful show. The song that's coming up is from that show, Sometimes. And you can hear pain in this song. This is from the Broadway show Runaway, Sometimes by the cast of Runaways.
Sometimes too much of something is just as bad as not enough. Like hunger, strange as it seems, sometimes.
Are you going to start preaching at me now?
A person gets his dream in a big way.
I can get away from him in a tiny way.
TV, a job, a house, or a lover.
That was Sometimes by the Broadway cast of the show Runaways. Next up is a version of The Rose. Bette Midler did the definitive recording, as far as I'm concerned, of The Rose. But sometimes the words are so powerful and everything, we forget how beautiful the music is. And this particular version brings that out more, plus the words. This is Leanne Rimes singing with the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles, The Rose.
And it
That was Leanne Rimes performing The Rose with the Gay Men's Chorus of Los Angeles. Earlier in this show, I played American Pie by Don McLean. That was his first big hit, and a lot of people thought this is a one-shot wonder, that he'll never have another hit, but he did on the same album. Don McLean wrote this song about Vincent Van Gogh. And I think he was able to feel some of Vincent Van Gogh's pain and share it with us listeners. Vincent.
Starry, starry night. Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night, flaming flowers that brightly blaze, swirling clouds in violet haze, reflect in Vincent's eyes of china blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now, for they could not love you, but still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you. Starry, starry night, portraits hung in empty halls, frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes, a silver thorn, a bloody rose, lie crushed and broken on the virgin snow. Now I think I know what you tried to say to me, and how you suffered for your sanity, and how you tried to set them free. They would not listen, they're not listening still. Perhaps they never.
That was Don McLean with the song Hero by Vincent van Gogh and Vincent. And that song catches a kind of deep, painful depression and stress. There's another kind of stress is when you're wired and just things are happening too fast and you can't handle it and you don't know what to do next. And this song captures that. This is Stress by Jim Infantino.
I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long, and I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. I'm addicted to stress, it's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long, and I hang around like a bum, I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Down on my caffeine consumption, so when I get up, I just have one cup of coffee, and I like to have another cup of coffee with my breakfast. And on the way to work, I like to get a cup of coffee, like the kind of cup of coffee that you get with a donut. But I never get the donut, I just have the cup of coffee. And when I get to work, I like to have a cup of coffee, because I like to have a coffee when I'm talking on the phone. But it usually goes cold, and I need to get another cup of coffee, and it's lunch, and I have an espresso.
And when I get back, it's not morning anymore, so I have a Diet Cola and another Diet Cola. And by then, I'm feeling fine, and I'm feeling pretty sharp, and I'm feeling pretty wired, and I'm getting things done. But right about 2, I get this little tiny migraine, and it starts behind my eyes, and it moves to the back of my neck, and it moves to the bottom of my spine. But it doesn't get there till 5 or 6 o'clock, which is the end of the day, so I'm fine, so I'm fine, so I'm fine. Except when I have to work late, when I have to work late, which I usually do. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. I love to work, I love to run, I love to play real hard. I love to steal little things from the grocery store, like a piece of bubble gum, or sometimes I just stick my thumb in a peach and leave it there. I love to work, I love to run, I love to water ski, snowboard, jet ski, skydive, parasail, hang glide, rollerblade, mountain bike, bungee jump. Well, I mean, I love to do these things if I ever have the time. I love to work, I love to work, I love to work out after work. I love to spend a little time with this woman that I'm seeing, so we never really get a little time to spend together. So we call each other up and we talk about work. But what I think I really love is to get up by myself on a little tiny island in the middle of the ocean with just me, a book, and a cellular phone, and a personal computer in case something came up. And I'd eat, and I'd drink, and I'd run, and I'd sleep, and I wouldn't do nothing except swim all day. Except I don't know how to do laps in the ocean. Where are the sharks? Where are the sharks? And there's this kind of anemone that sticks in your foot, and the poison goes up to your brain, and you die in sand fleas. Sand fleas? Yuck! But actually, I think it'd be really relaxing, just me by myself in the middle of the ocean, and that's what I really love to do more than anything else, except I probably hate it. I'm addicted to stress, that's the way that I get things done. If I'm not under pressure, then I sleep too long. And I hang around like a bum, and I think I'm going nowhere, and that makes me nervous. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's out to get me, but I feel alright. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's thinking about me. Everybody's thinking about me.
That was, and he still is, Stress by Jim Infantino. Next up is some old-time gospel. Pray, Brother Pray by the Marshall Family.
Pray all day, pray all night, pray till you see the light.
We're told of trials and tribulations, telling you it's hard to pray. Let us remember the promise and reward if we hold on to judgment day.
Pray all day, pray all night, pray till you see. Let us not worry the time of the day. Pray, my brother, pray.
Many are called, but few are chosen to do the will of my Lord. Oh, many are called, but few are chosen. Are you worthy of the Master's hand?
Pray all day, pray all night, pray till you see the light. Let us not worry the time of the day. Pray, my brother. Pray all day, pray all night, pray till you see the light.
That was Pray All Day by the Marshall Family. I was in London about 10 years ago, and I went to a play there called War Horse. It was a musical play, and this song is from that. This is Only Remembered from the play War Horse.
Fading away like the stars in the morning, losing their light in the glorious sun. Thus would we pass from this earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done.
Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. Thus would we pass from this earth and its toiling, only remembered for what we have done.
Horses and men, plowshares and traces, the line on the land and the paths of the sun. Season by season, we mark nature's graces, only remembered for what we have done.
Only remembered, only remembered, only remembered for what we have done. Season by season, we mark nature's graces, only remembered for what we have done.
That was Only Remembered from the musical play War Horse. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry University and WISE in Wise, Virginia. And you can reach me at by email, harry@baya.net. So it's my first name, Harry, at my last name, baya.net. If you'd like to send comments or suggested wombats, please do. And each week I close the show by asking you to join me and in celebrating. So you ready? Here we go. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.